afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the EL.En. First Quarter 2019 Financial Results Conference Call. As a reminder, all participants are in listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. Should anyone need assistance during the conference call, they may signal an operator by pressing star and zero on their telephone. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Ms. Bianca Fersini. Please go ahead, madam.
Good afternoon or good morning to everyone, and thank you for joining us. With me on the call, Andrea Cangioli, EL.En.'s Managing Director, and Enrico Romagnoli, EL.En.'s Chief Financial Officer and Investor Relator. Before we begin, please note that there is a remarks management makes on the conference call about future expectations, plans, and prospects, and forward-looking statements. Certain statements in this call, including those addressing to the company's beliefs, plans, objectives, estimates, or expectation of a possible future results or events, are forward-looking statements. Forward-looking statements involve known or unknown risks, including general economic and business conditions, and condition in the industry we operate, and may be affected should our assumptions turn out to be inaccurate. Consequently, no forward-looking statement can be guaranteed, and actual future results, performance, or achievements may vary materially from those expressed or implied by such forward-looking statements. The company undertakes no obligation about the contents, nor to update the forward-looking statements to reflect events or circumstances that may arise after the date hereof. Let me introduce to the call Andrea Cangioli. Go on, Andrea.
Thank you, Bianca. Buongiorno a tutti. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the conference call for the first quarter 2019. I'm really pleased to comment with you our first quarter achievements. At first, the outstanding 20% sales increase. We're experiencing rapid growth in basically all our markets as a combination of a positive market environment with our proactive approach in improving the products and services we're offering, and we are investing extensively in the technical teams that allow new product releases, in the infrastructure needed to timely manufacture them, and in the channels that bring our products to the market. Increase in EBIT was lower than the increase in sales. There are several reasons that technically explain it, and Enrico is going to guide you through the details of our profit and loss statement. In general terms, margin on sales were down from Q1 2018, but up again from 2018, marking an upward trend in margins, especially if you consider the margins net of the government grants component, which was very slim in this quarter. We are talking of the first quarter, which even though showing a 20% sales increase on the first quarter of 2018, is sequentially down around 20% on the sales volume of Q4 2018 due to seasonal reasons, and is still lower than the average quarterly sales volume expected for 2019. Therefore, Q1 is not the right quarter where the leverage effect can enhance our EBIT. I'd like to cover a few selected topics to give you a picture of where we stand in various aspects of our business activities. I'd like to talk about Monolisa Touch. Sales of Monolisa Touch were weak in the quarter according to our expectations. Sales to the U.S. were equal to zero, since Cynosure is selling its inventory on the market. The rate of sale of Cynosure on the market is still very low. It will take several months to deplete Cynosure stock and see sales to the U.S. again for Monolisa Touch. As an effect of the hit in the worldwide market perception of our system, sales outside the U.S. were low too. We are working proactively, also with the FDA, to a comprehensive clinical study that will allow us to set, again, Monalisa Touch in the spot it deserves, which means to have it considered the standard of care for vaginal atrophy, dyspareunia, and other treatments that we are studying for the device. We will share the cost of the studies with Cynosure, and we have already completed the preliminary animal study, and the study will go on for the next 2 years. I'd like to talk about ONDA. ONDA Cool Waves Body Contouring System, the new body contouring system we released 1 year ago, which will actually be blowing its first anniversary candle at the end of this month. And we will enjoy a very successful birthday. Sales volume has been very satisfying. Our order book is full, and clearances are going to line up over the time. Anvisa's Brazil clearance was just received, allowing us to achieve the planned sales target. Of course, due to clearance restrictions, we do not yet have a game-changer product, but we are pleased with the outcome of the sales of the system. Our market in China for industrial laser application. After the slowdown of the second half of 2018, business picked up again and gained significant momentum. I'd like to mention we never doubted that the fundamentals of the strength of our business in China would surface again pretty soon, and as they're actually doing. On the demand side, we're dealing with a very large market, also driven by internal consumption due to government expenditure. On the offer side, we're dealing, or better, we are participating to a very rapid innovation of the products we offer, or, better again, of the services that our systems can provide to our potential customers. And we're experiencing a two-pronged supply side enhancement to the market, the increase of the power of the laser sources and the decrease of the cost of the laser sources. You can check IPG's latest financials. IPG is the largest manufacturer for fiber laser sources, and you can clearly read this in the numbers. Revenue decreased due to competitive pressure, and market shares were gained by other competitors. Margins dropped because of price competition induced by other competitors. Of course, competition isn't missing in our space. I showed to some of you the pictures of the crowds attending the laser trade fair in Shanghai. Obviously, they are not there to visit us only. But we have our weapons to compete, and we plan to do very well on the market. Japan. 2018 has been a very bad year for our distribution in Japan in medical aesthetics. That used to be one of the most significant contributors to the group's margin, and that booked severe losses in 2018. With a combination of actions that included the launch of new products, the upgrade of the hair removal system installed base to higher performance standards, the distribution of third-party aesthetic device for specific beauty salon needs, and also some cost reduction, the business is back to profit generation in Japan, and we're talking about here. Urology. We are very satisfied with the excellent performance in the sale of laser systems for urological application, which, I remind, are holmium lasers for the lithotripsy and holmium and thulium lasers for the treatment of the benign hyperplasia of the prostate, so-called BPH. Good news is that attached to the success in system sales is our fiber optic sales volume is now reaching a very significant figure that you can appreciate within the medical service sales increase, providing a revenue flow which is independent from system sales and hopefully increasing with the increase of the installed base. In the period, we are then continuing the infrastructural investments, and most of the infrastructural investment initiated in 2018 are now getting to an end, and operations are moving to the new plants. ASA moved in the new factory in Vicenza last week. Cutlite Penta is moving from here in Calenzano to Prato, to their larger facility, in the very next weeks. Quanta is already taking advantage of some of the surface available in the adjacent building that was bought in 2018. Jena and Wenzhou are completing the new buildings. €3 million were booked in fixed assets in the quarter for new buildings, constructions, and improvement. We are really looking forward to the day we'll be fully able to take advantage of the operational benefits of our new facilities. R&D expense. In the notes of our Q1 financial report, you will see how the increase of R&D expense was marked, widely larger than Q1 2018 and in line with 2018's upward trend. As usual, this is one of the critical points in the management of our business. Specifically, the increase registered in the quarter acknowledges an acceleration in the R&D expenditure in high-powered laser cutting application in China and in Florence, and in the increasing of clinical studies cost, as the one mentioned earlier, for Mona Lisa Touch. The expenditure shows our commitment in the development of new products and in providing the products that the products have the appropriate clinically and regulatory support that will allow to successfully market them all over the world. And finally, on this topic, our R&D expense is allocated among several R&D teams related to each of our business units. And this very unique organization with independent teams excelling in specific technology and on one side competing with each other and on the other one exchanging vital competences according to our strong corporate coordination has always been very efficient and productive, where the benchmark for us is the number and the quality of new products delivered to the market. So prior to getting back to more general terms to your questions, please, Enrico, go ahead with the financial details.
Thank you, Andrea. Good morning, everybody. Going through the income statement, we can see that in the first 3 months, LN recorded a strong growth with consolidated revenues for €83.8 million, up 20.6% compared to the March 2018. The gross margin for the first quarter was €53.2 million, up 12% compared to the €29.7 million on March 2018. And as already mentioned by Andrea, the decrease in sales margin in the first quarter down to 39.6% from the 42.7% of March 2018 reflects the expansion in segment with lower margins, such as the sheet metal cutting in China, as well as the reduction in sales of Mona Lisa Touch. And it also includes a 1% penalization versus Q1 2018 due to the lower government grants received, especially from Chinese companies. In fact, excluding grants, the level of marginality of sales in Q1 2019 improved on the average of 2018, when it was 38.1%. Operating costs were €9.9 million, up 2.3%, with a reduction in the impact on sales compared with the first quarter of last year. Staff cost was €15.6 million, showed an increase of 15% compared to the €13.6 million of the first quarter of last year, with also a reduction on the impact on revenues. In staff costs are included the amounts of stock option that was in the first quarter €0.1 million compared to the €0.2 million registered in the first quarter of last year. On March, the group's employees were over 1,400 with an increase of 50 units from the beginning of the year. The EBITDA was €7.7 million, up 19.5% on the €6.4 million on March last year, and with an impact on sales of 9.2%. Amortization and other accruals were €1.9 million, up 81% on the €1.1 million on March 2018 due to the capital expenditure affected during the last month. And it also be noted that starting from January 1st, the accounting standard IFRS 16 is applied, and the amount of 0.5 million of euro was reclassified from operating costs to depreciations. Nevertheless, in Q1, total fixed cost has operating costs, staff costs, and depreciation decrease in impact on sales from 35% to 32.8%, with a positive leverage effect on operating result. EBIT showed a positive balance of 5.7 million of euro, up 7% on the 5.3 million of 2018, and impact on sales was 6.8 from the 7.7 of last year. The tax result was 6.4 million of euros, up 39% on the 4.6 million of last year. And the pre-tax income was positively affected by the foreign exchange gain, especially on the US dollar compared with the negative impact of last year. In terms of group net financial position, the group net financial position was 61 million of euro, 1.4 million less than the year end. On the net financial position, the IFRS 16 had an impact too. The new standard decreased the net financial position of 4.5 million. Without it, the net financial position would be increased of 3.1 million in the quarter. And the main cash absorption is due to the investment. And in the quarter, the CapEx amount was 4.6 million of euro, out of which the amount in new buildings, factory, and equipment was 3.5 million of euro. In terms of turnover, in the sector of medical and aesthetic system, representing the 60% of turnover, we registered an overall growth close to the 20%, and the best result was marked by after-sales services sales of goods and consumables, especially fibers for urological uses, where the volume of business increased by around 35%. The surgery sector was close to 20% growth, due above all to systems for urological application used for lithotripsy and treatment of benign prostatic hypertrophy, mainly sold by Quanta System. The exceptional growth in urology has more than balanced the decline in the gynecological segment, where the Mona Lisa Touch system for the treatment of vaginal atrophy recorded a decline in turnover. The aesthetic sector, which is worth 51% of the medical sector, showed a growth of 16%. In hair removal, the most significant segment for us, the result was excellent. The progressive growth of Onda CoolWave system for body contouring and cellulite treatment continues with success, and the further development will depend on obtaining sales authorization on the most significant markets. The trend in physiotherapy sector is still positive thanks to HASA, our company in Vicenza, which is growing steadily during the year. In industrial application, the sector grew by around 23% with a further expansion in the cutting segment, which remained one of the most significant for the entire group. In particular, the metal cutting applications are benefiting from the continuous technological innovation that has expanded the range of potential lasers. The laser cutting represents three-quarters of our business in the industrial sector and exceeds the 20% growth thanks above all to our main market, China, on which growth has exceeded 30%. In the rest of the world, position has been consolidated. Marking growth is very good, both in the identification market and in the decoration market. The development in the laser sources segment is also interesting, with a revenue increase of 37%, and for which the elective application areas are increasing. Industrial post-sales service revenue also grew considerably, recording a growth of around 43% due to the consistency achieved by the installed base. Looking to the distribution of revenues by geographical areas, the growth affects all the areas, with a double-digit growth in all medical areas and strong performance in Italy and in China for industrial. Andrea, please go ahead on the explanation of the guidance.
As you have seen in our press release, we are confirming our 2019 guidance, actually guiding for the higher range of the revenue growth. We believe that 10% growth will be definitely achieved. And we are confirming that in 2019, EBIT will be higher than in 2018, as we did in the first quarter, and as we expect to do in the coming quarters, to an extent which is not yet predictable. We are done with our presentation and would be happy to answer your questions.
Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. To remove yourself from the question queue, please press star and two. Please pick up the receiver when asking questions. Anyone who has a question may press star and one at this time. The first question is from Edoardo Girelli of Intermonte. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning. Ciao, Enrico, Andrea. And thanks for taking my questions. So I got some questions. The first one would be on Honda. So you said that sales were strong and were good, also in line with your business plan. And my question would be, could you give us a broad indication on the amount of Honda sales that could impact on full year 2019 sales, more or less? The second question will be on the...
I didn't get the question. The amount of sales that could impact on 2018...
Yeah, I mean the weight of Honda sales on 2019
19
revenues. And the second question will be on the IFRS 16 impact. And could you give us a sense of what is the impact of... the adoption of these of this principle on full year terms? I mean, you said that it was 0.5 million on this quarter. Could you give us an indication for the full year? And then the third question would be on margins. What do you think are or could be the main dynamics this year that could affect profitability that could imply an EBIT margin decrease? Thanks.
Honda. Honda, we never give figures about single systems. I can tell you that Honda's revenue is still by far below 5%. Actually, it's still in the a couple of digits of percentage on overall turnover. Accounting standards, the effect in the quarter is 500,000 euros, which are not anymore in operating costs, but are in depreciation. The effect on the balance sheet is the 4.5 million in reclassification of the debt, of the financial debt, and that's it. This is where it would stay. So it won't change over the year. It won't change over the year. It's a stock. It's not something which flows over the year. Margins. We have very many products, and so margins will the overall margins will depend on the weight of the various sales in the various segments. If we sell much more in China in the industrial business where we have lower margins, the overall margins will be lower. If we sell much more on the systems, the overall margin will be a little bit higher. We are confident that we are returning, we're getting into a path of increasing the margins. Then you mentioned what could make the EBIT decrease. When we go down to EBIT, we have the effect of the sales margins, but also the leverage effect. In this, what I mean, and we expect EBIT margin to grow over the year because Q1 is the weakest quarter in the year, is historically the quarter with the lowest amount of revenue, and therefore there will be more leverage effect over the year due to higher volumes that will enhance EBIT.
Okay, thanks. So maybe just two follow-up questions. So you think that the second quarter could be a quarter in which we could see and the operating leverage. An improve of EBIT margin. I mean, we could see that if the situation is good as it was in the first quarter. And then the second one was again on the IFRS 16. I meant the impact of this change on the full year. On the EBITDA. So we should. I don't know if it was 500,000 euros in this quarter. That would be 2.5 million in full year terms, or something like that.
I'm Eduardo. In terms of EBITDA, the impact due to the reclassification from operating cost to depreciation is 0.5 million. So in terms of all year, we can estimate that the impact would be 2 million.
Okay, 2 million.
It depends also to the new contract we have during the year, obviously.
Sure. Okay, thanks.
About margins, yes, we expect to have higher volumes in the following quarters. We expect to at least maintain the same margin. We expect not to increase too much the fixed cost base. Therefore, we expect to have higher leverage and increased EBIT margin too.
Okay, thank you very much.
The next question is from Andrea Bonfa of Banca Akros. Please go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon, Andrea, Enrico, to both of you. I was wondering if you can elaborate a little bit on China. You mentioned your quarterly report that apparently the operating profit was down year on year, and I was just want to double check if that related to the EBIT margin or the absolute figure. And in this indication, how much the lower government grant impacted? And the second one, I would like to have, a flavor if, the profitability contribution of Honda in the first quarter was anywhere close to what you lost on Mona Lisa, or what you can tell us about it. And finally, looking at the growth of your sales, what are your expectations for the cash generation going forward? Because, that you got this issue of this the important working capital, which is in part absorbing the potential operational leverage. Thank you very much.
Hi, Andrea. So, China. China in the quarter decreased EBIT in absolute value. The impact of the government grants was quite significant because the impact of government grants was almost 1% on the full consolidated revenue. And so considering that China was probably worth less than one, I have the numbers, yeah, let me see, was probably worth one-fourth of the whole business. It was probably close to 2.5% impact. Moreover, we had a conservative evaluation of certain inventory material, and therefore margin was quite low. And again, EBIT, even though we are going 37% in China, also in China we are talking of a slow quarter because it's the quarter of the Chinese New Year. And so, actually speaking, it's closer to 4% the impact of missing government grants.
Sorry, it's 4% of the total EBIT or four percentage points?
4 percentage point on Chinese revenues.
On Chinese revenue, okay.
On the MLT, I can be sure, unfortunately, even though we are very happy with Honda, even though there's a strong progression, the extra margin provided by Honda is even close to the margin we lost with the Mona Lisa patch. And then you had a third question, cash generation. I believe we did pretty well in the quarter. I'm very happy for what we did in the quarter, notwithstanding investments, notwithstanding increase, very rapid increase in sales. We're doing all the best. I believe if we could confirm what we did in this quarter, we would be closely copying in cash generation our EBIT, which we weren't able to do in the past. I don't know if we would be so good this year, but it would be really a good achievement. As you know, we need to see how things evolve during the year. There are several determinants in various countries. I know in this week, for instance, we are not cashing anything in our aesthetic business because there is a strike in the buses that take around the checks from the banks, and so the banks are not checking our checks. This is incredible. This is what is happening today. Yes. Just to make you an example. But anyway, I'm optimist today that we can have a better cash generation than in the past in this 2019.
And sorry, a clarification, Enrico, if I understood correctly, you had a 500,000 euro EBITDA benefit for the IFRS 16, which would be around 2 million for the full year, which will be net out at the DNA level. Is that correct?
At the EBIT level, yes.
Yeah, but yes. You will have a 2 million euro benefit at the EBITDA level for the full year.
Yes, yes.
Okay,
yes.
Okay.
Yes, exactly.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
The next question is from Emmanuel De Figueiredo of LBV Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Excuse me, Emmanuel, before you... Before you make your question, it's true we have this 2 million advantage according to the standards, but it's cash that goes away. In fact, but anyway, it's a weird effect of the accounting standards. Excuse me. Go ahead, Emmanuel. Excuse me, and good morning.
Hello to you all. Just a simple question. It's my understanding that in China, VAT went up in April for certain products. I was wondering if your lasers in the industrial were affected for that, and if that was the case, do you think there was any sales lost? Sorry, sales gained in March? Yeah.
It went down, yes. Yes, VAT went down.
Down.
I confirm, yeah. It went down. It's a funny situation because actually in China, all the sales and all the prices and all the budgets and everything are done including VAT. So nobody talks of net prices. Everybody talks of gross prices. So theoretically, the decrease in VAT should directly flow into our revenues, but this is not going to take place. Because of course the market operators are smart and they're trying to take some advantage for themselves too, stemming from the VAT decrease. I believe that this is a general advantage for the market. We haven't seen any differential issue or differential competitive positioning due to the VAT decrease. Hello?
No?
Pronto?
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
As a reminder, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and one on your telephone. For any further questions, please press star and one on your telephone. The next question is a follow-up from Andrea Bonfà of Banca Akros. Please go ahead.
Hi, guys, again. It's just a clarification on the your geographic performance in the industrial section in the rest of the world. In the presentation, you mentioned that the rest of the world was up 28%. I'm wondering, how do you reconcile that with the 37% of China? And I'm wondering what other countries we need to take into account in these figures. Just a clarification. Thank you very much.
Because the rest of the world is not only China. It's not only cutting, it's also marking, it's also laser sources, it's also service, and it's also sales to the rest of the world coming from Italy. So this is the reason why you see a lower for cutting system. China growth was higher, but we had less sales coming going from Italy to the U.S., for instance, for industrial cutting system, and going from Italy worldwide from our marking system activity.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone. Gentlemen, there are no more questions registered at this time. Back to you for any closing remarks.
Thank you, everybody, for being with us. I'd like to recall that we are hosting a company visit on June 13. Everybody are invited to visit us in Florence, and Mrs. Bianca sent to you the invitation in the next days.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 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 Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.